Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the ITD Cementation conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Nidhi Shah from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY25 earnings call of ITD Cementation India Limited. Today, we have with us from the management, Mr. Jayantha Basu, the Managing Director, Mr. Prasad Patwardhan, the CFO, Mr. Rahul Agarwal, Lead Investor Relations. We begin the opening remarks from the management, followed by a Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nidhi. Good morning, everyone. This is Prasad Patwardhan from ITD Cementation. Before we start the con call, let me remind everyone that there could be some forward-looking statements made during this call, which will be subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual results may differ materially from these statements. Now, coming to our numbers, which we announced yesterday for Q3 FY25, we have reported a top line of 2,250 crores approximately, as against 2,017 crores a year ago, which represents a growth of 11%. EBITDA margin has come in at 9.5%, and profit after tax is 87 crores, which is again a growth of 11% on a YoY basis. For the 9 months ending December 25, our revenue-wise consolidated revenue is 6,600 crores, which represents a growth of  21% on a year-on-year basis. EBITDA margin for the nine-month period stands at 9.9%. Profit after tax is 259 crores for the nine-month period, as against 185 crores in the previous financial year 9 months, a growth of 41%. Our balance sheet continues to be under-leveraged, and the net debt-to-equity ratio is about 0.4 times. In this nine-month period, we have secured orders worth about 6,370 crores. And in addition to that, we are L1 on orders worth about 800 plus crores. So that is all from my side to start with. I will now hand over to Mr. Basu for his initial comments, and then we'll start with the Q&A session.
Thank you, Prasad. welcome all to this Q3 result telecom. Prasad has given the data for the financial, that is revenue and the profitability. There are some significant achievements we had during last quarter. First of all, I must say that we have got two big orders, that is Vadhavan Port and IKEA. Both are close to 1,600, 1,700 crores. And Vadhavan Port, as you know, that is an initiative by the Government of India. A huge investment is expected, and we are happy that we to get into that in the first package. Similarly, IKEA also a very prestigious job, iconic building at Delhi, Noida. So that is also a good order book for us for last quarter. In addition, we have some other small jobs from various agency. So today, if you see, our work secured is around 6,600 crores this year. And we are expected to get up to 9,000 crores, which will be, I hope, it will be achieved. Now, coming back to last quarter performance in terms of the revenue, which is 2,240 or 50 crores, this is largely impacted because of the Bangladesh project. As all of us know that you know, we are having a sizable job going on in Bangladesh, where since from August, September, we could not do any work, which was the starting point actually after the monsoon. And that was nothing related to our performance. It was Government of India has not allowed us to do the work because of the local condition, and it is valid for all the company. So the revenue what was expected during the last quarter from Bangladesh, which was a big chunk, which we could not get. Otherwise, our revenue top line would have been at least 200 crore more. Then you could have seen the similar type of growth of 23-24% quarter to quarter. Otherwise, bottom line is all okay, and work in hand, today we have got 20,000 crore of work in hand, and out of that, I think government is 50%, and private is 42% and PSU 8%. This complex will little bit change going forward. As you know, our new promoter will like to do us much more work, so there could be some inorganic growth as well. So all these things has to see how it goes going forward. But there will be a lot of opportunity and a lot of improvement in the top and bottom line is expected going forward. Coming back to the project, Chennai Metro, Chitrabhuti, Project Varsha and Seabird, all the big projects are going okay. Bangalore Metro is verge of completion, so nothing much to report about the project. The progress are all under control. That's all from my side, so I'll be happy to have questions from your end. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question on the line of Aditi from CD EcoSearch. Please go ahead.
Sir, hello.
Yes.
Yes.
How do you think is your order pipeline getting influenced by depreciation of rupee?
The depreciation of the rupee?
I don't think that will affect much because as you must be knowing that our overseas presence is around 10-11%, and the depreciation of rupees while pricing will take care of that forex portion. And going forward, I don't know. I don't see that will affect our order pipeline at all. Yeah.
Really, we don't expect any impact on the order flow because of the depreciation of the rupee.
Okay. How much of your current order book comes from international market?
About 10% of the order book is from overseas markets.
Okay. What sort of lead and project execution capabilities the company needs to take as it moves towards executing more than rupees 10,000 crores of order book?
Sorry, can you repeat the question, Nadiri?
What sort of lead and project execution capabilities the company needs to take as it moves towards executing more than rupees 10,000 crores in any financial year?
Yeah, already this year will be close to 10,000 crore, if not 10,000. So we have the capability to do 10,000 crore. And in terms of the execution capability, what we need, we need some capex involvement. Normally we try to get it from the market because the plant and machinery what we use, unless it is very specific, we can get it from the market. Manpower wise, we are already there. Maybe some infusion required at bottom level. And the labor force, of course, we have to get from the market, which is sometimes a bit of a challenge. We don't see much of challenge to grow in terms of the deliveries concerned.
Okay, so up to what level of projects can the company execute with the current capability?
It depends. There is no straight answer because the same setup can do 200 crore job, can do 1,500 crore job. You require a project manager, you require for following staff for both the type of project. So if you ask me now, with this ballpark, maybe you can go up to 13,000-14,000 crore easily. Thereafter, you may require to increase some capex and manpower.
Okay. And what sort of operational excellency do you people now need, like if at all, post-exit of the foreign promoter?
Well, I mean, technology is the key. So naturally, we have to improve and we are improving in many folds. We never did a pile of, just very technically I'm talking about 50-60 ton weight. We are doing now 300 ton each pile. We are using 1,500 ton of crane in floating conditions. So there are many things technically we are continuously upgrading ourselves. So that is required also because timeline has shrunk. Earlier days we used to take more time. Government is to allow now. The timeline is also shrunk. Quality has increased. So technological advancement is going on.
So apart from technological improvement, ITD is well versed with all the excellences which is required.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Shri Gandhi from Mangal Keshav Finance Services. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my first question was regarding the acquisition of Open Offer. When do you expect the Open Offer to commence? First question was that. Second question was, do you expect any name change post acquisition? Is there any kind of name change going to happen for the company? This was my second question.
Open Offer depends upon certain, clearances we are waiting for. The seller and buyer they are waiting for, which will happen. It's a matter of, I will not say 2 months from now. Very soon, one month from it should come.
Okay. And any name change you are expecting post
We don't contemplate it immediately because there has been no discussion on that line.
Hello.
They will continue.
Okay. And sir, my next question was regarding this time the results, what we have seen is EBITDA has come very flattish on year-on-year basis. So, what kind of operational challenges did you face because of the EBITDA? At the EBITDA level, they were the margins. Normally, you have been maintaining over 10% margins and this time you are coming here at 9.5% around. So, and how do you see it to improve it further?
Well, I think this quarter-to-quarter, this myopia, we have to get out of that. Because some quarter will be good, some quarter will be very good, some quarter will be average. In totality, we have to see. We don't see much of challenge because challenging job has been behind us now. Even Bangladesh also could have contributed a large chunk of margin which was not done. So I don't see that as a reflection of going forward.
So you are confident of maintaining around 10% margin which you have been maintaining over the years, right?
Yeah, I think it should be, yes.
Okay. And sir, out of the total bid line of around 31 crores, which you had told, 12 to 13,000 crores you had already submitted last quarter. So how much is for the submitted and how much and when do you expect it to finalize for the bid pipeline?
Bid, we have already submitted around 15,000 crores roughly, which is under various stages, either negotiation or L1 or just submitted. Another 15,000 crore tender we are working for, which will be submitted maybe.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question line of Noel Vaz from Union Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. I just have one follow-up question. Just to clarify, the order inflow you have guided for FY25 is 9,000 crores?
Yeah, I think around that 9,000 crores. Yes.
Okay. And do we have any clarity for the next year, FY26?
FY26, I cannot give it clarity, but it should be around 12,000, 13,000 crores order we should get next year.
Okay, thank you. Just one point, you had mentioned something about inorganic growth opportunities. So could you just, what would that look like for a company like us?
Okay, if you have seen that we are in metro, we are in marine, we are in airports, we are in special job, and then industrial structure, some building, and irrigation, water. We are mostly everywhere we are there. But there are road also, we are there. But there are few opportunities which may come once the new promoter comes, you know. So I will not be able to comment much of that. So we have to guess. So let us see. I mean, there could be some element of the work we have to do where the opportunities will be huge and good business as well. Yeah.
Okay, but this will be more like JVs, or this will be, I mean, what structure would it look like? Or
no, not JV. We have got to improve our capability. We have to induce some team. So those processes will take some time. I mean, it is not that next month it is going to happen, maybe after 7-8 months' time. But the opportunities are there, as we understand from the new promoter would be. So it will be by in-house only.
Noel, just to clarify further, I think what we mean is getting into some certain segments where we probably don't have a presence today. I don't think we are talking about any inorganic growth or acquiring any other company at least as of now.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. That is all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pratik Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon, sir. To your last comment, just to confirm, so when you mean inorganic, you mean you intend to enter new segments. This is not acquiring a company.
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
Okay. So this would be what we had spoken about, sir, in the last call. I mean, green hydrogen, data centers, I mean, the possibilities. I mean, what all is it that we currently don't do but potentially can do in the future?
Exactly. I think you know as much as I know.
Correct. Fair enough. Sir, one on the international side, just how are things progressing there? I mean, we wanted to build up a large part of our order book from there, especially in the marine, Middle East, Africa, other regions. Just how are things panning out on the international side?
It's the same and it's quite good going on. We are expecting at least one order very soon from international, that is the marine segment. Another 2-3 tender already have submitted. We are hopeful that we may get one from there. So we are maintaining the same sort of tempo in the overseas market for marine segment is concerned.
Correct. And sir, it's been about 3-6 months since the new promoter has come in. Any conversations either with them or with clients, anything that you would like to highlight, positive, negative, anything?
Well, definitely there had been some conversation, it has to be. So the new promoter, they have got a huge, their internal planning to invest lot of money to have green energy, to have many other things, from data centers and roads and whatnot. So as those require infrastructure, means those require a lot of construction and MEP activity. So the huge opportunities are lying in front of us to do a lot of work with our running group.
Correct. And then this 20-25% revenue guidance which you had given for 2-3 years, I mean, this still holds, ex of Bangladesh also.
Yes. I mean, we'll continue to do whatever we are doing. And for the new promoter, there will be some job overseas as well. I mean, not only India.
Correct. So then just to confirm, of this 20,000 crores, Bangladesh should be about 1,500 crores in the order book.
That's all, yes.
Correct. Great. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question in line of Janam Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is, what is your order pipeline currently?
Order pipeline, as I just mentioned, that around 15,000 crores of worth of tender we have submitted. And we are lowest in around 800 crores, we are L1. And tender which is yet to be submitted will be another 15,000 crores, roughly.
And sir, can you just give us some details pertaining to inventory, trade receivables, unbilled revenue, mobilization advance, and trade payables?
Well, in terms of number of days outstanding, the net working capital is under 100 days. So, I mean, it is very much under control, and we are collecting money from our customers on a regular basis. You know, apart from contractual detention, which is held back by the customer, we are able to realize our money on time. So it's under 100 days, which I think it is par for the industry or maybe better than that.
Okay. And sir, considering the order inflow guidance of 9,000 in this year, and till now we have made two-thirds of the guidance. So, like, are we confident enough to meet this year guidance? And, like, any specific project which you would like to highlight, which is giving us this confidence?
We are confident. As I mentioned to you that one of the, we are already L1 in 800 crore jobs, so that is one job which we are more or less sure that we'll get the LOI on many jobs. Roads. Job here and there, so more or less we are okay with the 9,000 crore.
Okay, sir. And what is the project detail of the L1 project? I mean, the 800 crore project.
One is that metro work in
Metro, which metro?
That, we can discuss it separately, but 800 crore job, we are L1, so yeah.
All right. Okay, sir. That answers my question. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Was that your last question, Jainam?
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have the next question from Aditya Sahu from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity.
Sorry to interrupt you, Aditya. Request you to kindly go off the speakerphone. Your audio is pretty low.
All right. I'm audible right now?
Yes.
Sure. Just one small question over here. Of the bid pipeline that we have, 15,000 crore, how much of that would be from the overseas markets?
2,500 crore, roughly.
Understood, sir. And just one other question. On the CapEx front, what would be the CapEx that we have done in till nine-month FY 2025, and what are we planning to do for the remaining part of the year?
CapEx till nine months, we have done around 100 crore, so which is much less than what we had last year, apple to apple. And going forward, it will be how much? Maybe another 15-20 crore maximum. So total CapEx this year will be 120-125 crore at the max.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Neha Raichura from Abakkus Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So, my question is on the Bangladesh project. So if you could just share some details on the issues that we have faced in Bangladesh. So last quarter, you had mentioned that it was because of the political tension. So what exactly, I mean, are the on-ground challenges that we are facing right now? Are there any difficulties or technical difficulties, or, and have they eased out or now?
Well, up to a certain point, none of the Indian companies were allowed to do the work, start the work there because of, as you know, all you know, there are some turmoil. But few months back, maybe end of November or mid of November, so it was cleared, and today we have mobilized all the people, and the plant and machinery is getting mobilized there. So things are quite okay. But because of the delay in the mobilization, which was supposed to happen in month of September, October, which is happening now, so there is a gap of 3 months net time, which we have lost. Otherwise, today's scenario is okay, and we are able to do work there. No, no issue.
Sure. Okay. So, sir, in that sense, then how much revenues can we expect from this project, say, in this current quarter and then for FY 2026?
I mean, next year is okay. Hopefully, the things will be, there will be no effect much. But this year, if you see up to this quarter, quarter one, two, and three, we have 500 crore of revenue we have considered, where we have done hardly 150 crore. Okay.
Okay.
Even in last quarter, 300 crore revenue was budgeted. We have done only 97 crore revenue. So this year it has been affected by Bangladesh demand.
Okay. And sir, any broad number for FY26 that we can expect to do from this project?
Number-wise, I have to see because that depends upon detail I have to find out. But total 1,500 crore job we have to complete in 20-30 months' time. So.
Awesome. And also, my question, second question was on the other expenses. So this quarter, we see they have significantly increased almost 26-27% up year on year, and even the debt levels have increased. So is this both because of this particular project, or is there some other reason for these increases?
No, no, it's nothing to do with any particular project. Overall, the scale of operations has gone up. And, you know, the other expenses need to be seen along with the material costs and the subcontracting costs. So it just depends on the mix and the inputs that go into any project execution. So it's not related to any single project.
Okay. And so just my last question on the opportunity size from the Vardhman port. So I think the total opportunity size stands at almost about 170-180 lakh crores. So is that the right number? And if you can just guide on what opportunities are we seeing from there?
So there are opportunities. I will not be able to comment on the number. But there are opportunities. We have already there secured the first package. So there will be another second or third package will be in the pipeline. So we have to see when the tender comes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from Devang Shah from Asit C. Mehta Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Devang Shah, yes.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. The way we are seeing the budget in which once again the emphasis is given for infra growth and the capex push has been given. So do you feel next year also there will be a good allocation, whatever may be the public-private partnership and the segment in which predominantly you are into diversified? So there is a huge scope and opportunity for you to also, to get some kind of bidding as far as, tender is concerned and chances of, getting some kind of winner also. So we may expect a significant order inflow also for the next year because you already earlier commented around 12,000 to 30,000 crore. So, sir, that could be a possibility and it can increase also for the next year as far as order inflow is concerned.
It depends upon one stroke of luck because if you get an order of one single order of 5,000 crore, the 12,000 crore figure will be 17,000 crore, And whatever government investment will come next year, that will not affect much, but already whatever investment is there, that is quite a bit, and overseas market also, there are good opportunities. Middle East is opening very fast. So, yes, I mean, next year should be good for all the infrastructure companies.
And sir, as far as one question that, there is any kind of risk that you are perceiving as far as, execution risk are concerned due to, domestic and global kind of challenges?
Domestic risk, whatever risk we had, we know the risk, so we can cater that. Of course, if we go to overseas market, if it is a new market, we have to assess the risk. And each country has got their different chemistry. So in general, generically, it is very difficult to say, like Bangladesh. We never expected this to happen, So that is a political risk. Sri Lanka, which was supposed to be a very risky country in terms of economy, now it is going very well. So things like that. So it has to be assessed time to time. It's a very dynamic situation.
Okay. And sir, for next year, what kind of capex that you are projecting? Because for this year, you already mentioned around, 120 crore. For next year, any kind of plan for a capex?
We really haven't have any plan because it depends upon, there are few big jobs which may come in the way and those require some new plant and machinery. So we have not planned anything for next year. We'll try to keep it under control. But if we have to diversify to some new field, maybe capex has to be there. So really, I don't have an exact number now.
Okay. And sir, one more question, that are you going to maintain the margin, or there is a scope of any kind of improvement also? The EBITDA margin that is around, you know, 9%-10% range in which you are into. So by considering the fact you are now bidding a new project, so it is a margin lucrative. There is any scope of expansion of margin from here on, or it will remain as stable?
Actually, it is market-driven and the segment-driven. Basically, the construction industry margin is around that, 9, 10, 11%. Some of the company, those who go for different model, BOT and annuity, et cetera, et cetera, there is different, but we are purely EPC, infrastructure company. So I don't see there will be much change unless we do something exceptional in a particular job.
So it is going to remain so stable around, you know, 9.5%-10%. That should
we
can expect.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So first question was on the guidance. So did you say in the call that this year revenue will be about 10,000 crore?
No.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me? Hello.
I said it will be close to 10,000 crore.
Yeah. Okay. And margin is about double digit, EBITDA margins.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah.
Okay. Sir, next year you have guided for 10,000-12,000 crore of inflow. So does it include the inflows coming in from the new promoter, or that will be over and above that?
No, no, I think it's together.
Okay, that'll be together. And what are the pending regulatory approvals required? Because I think we got CCI approval, and earlier, ITD shareholders have approved this acquisition. So what is the pending approvals required for this? I mean, does the RBI approval is required and before the open offer gets executed? So if you can help us understand the pending regulatory requirement or approvals required for the open offer now.
No, Parikshit, we don't need to take any approval from the RBI for this transaction. What is remaining now is largely the SEBI approval for the open offer and a few consents from the lenders. So once that is through, the transaction will go through.
But within this, do you expect to close this within the end of 31st March? I mean, within the financial year, the open offer will get closed?
Yeah. As of now, I think it would be safe to say that the transaction should get completed by March, by next month.
Okay. Okay, sir. Sure. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from line of Vipin Kumar from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So we have various JVs with our current promoter, ITDC Thailand. So what will happen to those JVs post their exit?
Well, those projects are almost completed. Maybe in the next 6 months or so, Mumbai Metro, Calcutta Metro projects, and one or two other projects will get completed. And there's no other work that is coming in those joint ventures.
But they were our key technology partners, so we were getting some technologies from them. So what will happen to that part?
See, we are with them for last close to 20 years. And because of them, we have started doing airports, underground metro. And once upon a time, they used to have 300 people working in India, which has come down to now only 30 people now. So technology, more or less, whatever we do, we don't require their support. But more than that, we have an agreement that they will keep on supporting us, whether they are in the board or not, in technological support they will give. There's agreement with us and Adani and them. So I don't see there is much of issue on that.
So will you be paying any royalty for that technological support, sir?
That needs to be seen, because that is between the two of the promoter. I will not be able to comment on that. But at least we have in principle agreement that technology support will be continued, if required.
And last question, sir, your new promoters. So will we be getting orders from them on nomination basis, or there also we'll have to compete via tender? So have you any discussions with your new promoters on this subject? Can you throw any light on this?
Yeah, I got it. So far I know it will be the process which have been followed. They will go for the tender and based on that the job will be awarded.
So on nomination basis only?
No. They'll go for tender, they'll invite bid from the all the bidder, and then they'll take a decision based on the evaluation of the bid.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nishit Singhai, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is on the Bangladesh front again. So are we expecting any revenue shortfall in the current quarter as well from the Bangladesh project?
Current quarter, yes, because current quarter means January, February is almost gone. So basically,
yes.
We were supposed to do piling from on the month of November. That means this quarter, the full swing from January, February, March, full swing work should have been there. But the piling activity will start maybe end of this quarter, which is a major source of revenue. So there will be definitely, the revenue will be affected even this quarter also.
Okay, and I believe the mobilization advance we were supposed to receive in the last quarter. So will that revenue be covered up in this quarter?
No, we have already received the mobilization advance earlier this year. So there's nothing yet more to be received on the Bangladesh project in terms of the mobilization advance.
Okay. So basically we are just at a 3 to 6 month delay. That's it. Else things stay the same.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the last question on the line of Mr. Sri Gandhi from Mangal Keshav Finance Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So, like, is there any project which is going on Dubai side? In Dubai, do you have any project lined up?
We're not executing any project in Dubai as of
now. No project in Dubai. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us on this Q3 FY25 earnings con call. We look forward to interacting with you again next quarter. Thank you once again.
Thank you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.